Thank you, Mr. President. Madam Director General, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. The 66th House General Assembly coincides with the 900th anniversary of the Order's official papal recognition that consecrated in 1113 the work of what is today the Order of Malta in favor of the poor and the sick, for the love of God and our neighbors, irrespective of his or her origin, sex, or religion. As the Director General pointed out at the Executive Board in January, today's world, with its climatic changes, its degraded social and economic development, its financial constraints, requires more than ever the involvement of all actors of goodwill for the sake of the weakest and forgotten people. The Order of Malta, with its 13,500 members, 25,000 professional staff, and 85,000 trained volunteers worldwide, is proud to offer its medical expertise to the world community. First, 12 WHO General Program of Work. As external financing is more and more replaced by the extension of knowledge, best practices, and adoptions of normative instruments, our expertise becomes even more valuable. The universal health coverage concept, which includes prevention, early detection, treatment, and rehabilitation, has been ours for centuries. Every person and the whole person is a summary of what should be a people-centered service. Second, international health regulations of 2005. The Order therefore favorably considers the strengthening of the WHO's governance role in extending partnerships with all sorts of charitable health organizations. We note that the Executive Board will open in 2014 consultations with all possible actors. We are present in more than 120 countries and have established diplomatic relations with 104 countries. The Order's humanitarian budget is in excess of $1 billion per year. Therefore, the Order is a natural partner to everyone in this process, interested in promoting the value of human dignity and safe life. Third, drinking water, sanitation, and health. Amongst the subjects of particular interest to the Order's humanitarian action is that of drinking water, sanitation, and health. Presently, 882 million people worldwide live without access to clean water, and 2.6 billion people, almost a third of the world population, lives without basic sanitation. People living in precarious conditions can see why the lack of access to water is often one of the main causes of poverty. With a reliable and affordable clean water supply, people do not get sick as often. That means they can spare expensive trips to the doctor and the cost for medication. This allows the family to use their income on school fees, food, and other necessities for survival. Water means life. Basic sanitation means dignity. That's why water sanitation and hygiene wash is at the heart of what Maltese International, Order's worldwide relief agency for humanitarian aid, does in countries such as Haiti, India, Indonesia, Cambodia, Myanmar, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Thailand, and Vietnam. Mr. President, the Order of Malta is delighted to see that the notion of people-centered service becomes essential to the WHO program of work. Prevention of illness, treatment of sickness, preservation of the dignity of all persons, and the whole dimension of each person, respectfully of his opinion and religion, is central to our mission. Forgotten people, those who do not raise the media attention, as for example those who suffer religious persecutions and lose their lives, not only as a consequence of natural disasters, not only because of diseases, transmittable or not, but because of the action of man, should be protected and helped medically, socially, economically, and legally. Thank you very much.